welcome to The Last Track, where we help people showcase the last track of their life story in their final wishes. I am your host, Brian Norris, the co-owner of Bateman Funeral Home in Newport, Oregon. Just like a song can bring you back to a day, a time, and a memory, so too can a well-planned service. And the quote of the day, only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. And that was by Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Over the last few decades, there have been an increase in the demand for cremation. And that's actually something that we've been seeing on the West Coast for probably almost now 40 years. In fact, according to the National Funeral Directors Association, the rate of cremation was 52.9% in 2018, and that is projected to rise to 78.4% in 2040. However, deciding whether cremation is the way to go is not an easy decision, and there's many factors that go into that decision. Again, here on the West Coast, and actually here in Lincoln County, Oregon, the cremation rate, are you ready for this? 95%. Let me say that again. 95%. And yes, the NFDA is saying that it's going to get up to 78 to 80% by 2040. I would suggest it's probably going to see that a lot sooner than that. And there's a lot of reasons why. So let's break it down. So we have some cremation benefits, and we have some burial benefits. A lot of this, again, folks, is driven by personal preference, religious beliefs, and maybe family tradition. But a lot of those barriers are coming down. So let's take a look first at cremation benefits. The very first one that we get to, frankly, is flexibility. When you have a person that's passed away and they're going to have a burial, there are some really hard and fast things that people have to do. And especially if you're not going to have an embalming, there's some really kind of rigid timelines that you're working with because you're working with the natural decomposition. And, you know, if you embalm, you arrest that decomposition. But with a cremation, all of that goes away. And you can actually, in fact, we've had people that have done cremation, and literally as they're starting to feel that stress of, I got to get a memorial service going, I got to do, and when you say, you know what, take a big breath, because you have some flexibility at this point. Not only do you have flexibility of location, because you're no longer trying to maneuver transportation of an entire body in a casket to a church or to a location. Now you have an urn that goes in the back seat of the car and goes to the church with the family or with us as we do a memorial service. But there is that flexibility. There's a lot less expense because you get rid of the cost of a casket, you get rid of the cost of a plot, you get rid of the cost of a marker sometimes, you get rid of the cost of, you know, an opening and closing for a casket. You don't have a huge outer burial container cost. If you are going to be burying an urn, the opening and closing is about $500 versus, you know, $1,200, $1,300. And the outer burial container, if the cemetery requires it, is now $400 instead of $1,100. And that's just if you get a concrete liner. And then you can even be in an urn garden, which is now $500 for a plot instead of, you know, minimum $1,200 for a plot, and sometimes even more. So there's a lot of that. There's a variety for choices for final resting places that we've been talking about. It's definitely more simple for the family because there's a lot less decisions to be made. You can still put them in the clothing that you want, and they can be cremated in those clothing. but there's a lot less decisions. And quite bluntly, again, here, especially at the coast, here in Lincoln County, we have a lot of people that come here to retire. Well, they're not from Lincoln County. And when they pass away, they want to go home. Well, it's a lot less expensive for somebody to take an urn onto a plane and fly home, or put them in a suitcase and put them in the car and drive home, than it is to fly a person and a casket and all of those kinds of things back to their home. So that's some of the benefits right off the bat when you're thinking about cremation. Now, burial benefits. You know, when you're talking about burial benefits, you know, it's much more widely accepted. It is definitely accepted in the sense that everybody has done it for centuries, you know, the last centuries, but it's much more widely accepted. There is a permanent resting place that you can go to, for sure, because you have to place the body somewhere. It's easier to personalize a final resting place with a marker, a headstone, an upright marker, those kinds of things. You can do some amazing things now with headstones and markers. Oh my goodness. They have something called art glass. And we're not going to get into all that here now, but you can literally take a colorized, gorgeous picture, place it on a marker now, and it's amazing. It's beautiful stuff. You can actually even have like you take a QR code with a phone and you can zap it with your phone, and that QR code will take you to a website and you can see videos, you can have music, you can hear the person talking. There's some pretty cool stuff that you can do. So that's some pretty amazing things. Some people have told me, you know, it's not respectful to be cremated. Well, again, everybody has their right to believe how they want, and nobody can tell you that's wrong or you shouldn't. That's something, it's a very, very personal decision that's being made by a person, either the person that's passed away or their family member. And you know what? It's not right for you to tell that family member they made a wrong decision. So that's just it. So it's something that people can believe. The body is left intact and it's more respectful. And so we just kind of really quickly touched on some of the cremation benefits and some of the burial benefits. So now let's kind of talk about how we're going to walk through some of those decisions. So I guess maybe one of the first questions that people need to ask themselves is, what kind of a service do we want? So if you need more flexibility and a place to hold the service, then maybe you might want to consider cremation. If you have some religious considerations to take into account, and maybe there's some specific rituals, beliefs, readings, visitations, and that kind of thing that they want to observe, you know, burial may be the way to go. Or, kind of like what we talked about in our previous podcast, you can have those rituals and beliefs and rites and visitations prior to cremation. So keep that in mind. We actually have people that use a rental casket at times so that they can meet the values and beliefs of maybe some family members and have the person there in a casket. And then later they're cremated. And it could be just, frankly, just economical reasons. So there are those options and flexibility. So now, how much do you and your loved ones want to spend on the funeral? And we talked a little bit about that. Now, hopefully, you've listened to some of the other podcasts that we talked about for pre-arrangements, for doing pre-needs, that kind of stuff. And so if your loved one has already done a pre-arrangement, those costs have been pretty much covered, especially if they met with a funeral home that really did a good interview and listened to what the person wanted to do and covered, you know, if it's a burial, that they made sure that they covered all of those extra expenses like opening and closing of a plot and purchasing of a plot and a marker and those kinds of things at the cemetery side and not just the funeral home side. those are some of the things that you want to take a look at when you're looking at cost and how much you want to spend. Is there a life insurance policy? And more importantly, has it been assigned to the funeral home or to a beneficiary who will make sure that those costs are getting covered? Because sometimes you have a life insurance policy and it can take, you know, 2-3 months. And so there's the cost of the funeral that comes first, and then you get reimbursed by the insurance. But sometimes people don't have that out of pocket ready to go because it might cost a few thousand dollars. Another thing to consider is military benefits. If a person has passed away from a military combat-related injury or sustained injury while they're on active duty, there may be some reimbursements, and I emphasize that it's reimbursements type of a thing. So you have to apply for those benefits. If you're going to a national cemetery, then from the gate in to the national cemetery is automatically covered by the service of your loved one. Up to the gates, you know, whether you're doing a burial or a cremation, so picking the person up, taking them into their care, doing the cremation or doing an embalming or doing a prep and a burial, you know, the casket and all those things, those are not covered normally by the cost of by the military. So there's a flag and taps that can be played, but generally, and if you're not going to a national cemetery, then the military generally does not cover that cost. So that's kind of those are some of the things that you want to consider as you're looking at how much you're going to be spending. Make a budget and then call the funeral homes ahead of time, especially if you can do a pre-arrangement and start matching your budget to what's wanting to be done. Another question that does come up with cremation and burial is where can you hold your service? And generally I tell people the same place. So there's just different dynamics that need to take place, like transportation of a casket is a little bit different than transportation of an urn. An urn can be present at a memorial service. A casket can be present at a burial service. Your loved one can be present at a funeral, you know, at generally the funeral home. Generally, people don't transport a physical body without a casket to a church. But they certainly can be done in a chapel of a funeral home. And I've mentioned this a couple of times on some other previous podcasts. We've done that in our chapel at Bateman Funeral Home, where we did not have a casket present, but we did have a body present on a table looking like they're sitting on a gurney or on a little bed. So some of those things are things to keep in mind. Now, if it doesn't matter about where you're holding that service, like at a graveside, you know, for a full body or a graveside for an urn placement, same kind of thing. You're doing a graveside. You're going to have the family there, and you can certainly do that. Another thing that really sometimes people don't consider is what happens when you're out of town. You know, we had our owner of our funeral home on vacation in Arizona pass away. It happens. People come to the coast. And especially now post-COVID, people are here at the coast and they're celebrating having family reunions and get-togethers and celebrations. They haven't been outside and very active for the last almost 2 years. And there's been people that have had heart attacks while they're here. It just happens. So if you're out of town, that's something that you might want to consider as you're talking and you're doing some pre-arranging cost of transporting a body. If you're planning on a burial, a full body burial, and you're out of town, it's certainly going to be much more expensive to get the person prepped and transport either by ground or by air back to the home to be, again, prepped and placed in the ground. That's certainly going to be more expensive than if you do a cremation, because you can pretty well have a cremation just about anywhere, and an urn can either be mailed by priority USPS or can be carried on a plane or carried in a car. So those are some different things you might even consider during your pre-arrangements as you're talking through some of that, about having a transportation plan. We have IEA, International Emergency Association, that we use that covers if a person wants to be buried or cremated and they're out of town more than 75 miles away, that coverage takes care of making sure that person gets prepared for the body to be sent home to be buried, or it prepares and cremates and then ships the cremated remains home. So those are some of the things that everybody can talk about and think about. Last but not least is memorialization. There's the funeral homes all should have some sort of an online social media type of a presence with an online tribute area where you can leave, you can have an obituary, some photos, maybe even a video, that type of thing. At the service, you know, some of those things are things to keep in mind. Tree planting. Oh my goodness, that's probably one of the best ways to remember somebody is to have a tree planted in their name. Headstone scattering, that type of a thing. That all needs to be taken into consideration as you're looking at burial or cremation. We've reached that time now on every podcast where we take a time that we just take a moment and remember all the families that have experienced a loss, and we light a virtual candle in their memory. So please be with me for just a moment as we remember them. This has been The Last Track. I'm Brian Norris, and you can find out more about Bateman Funeral Home at our website at batemanpacificview.com, or visit us on our website or our Facebook page. If you have any feedback or a question about today's episode, you can give us a call at 541-265-2751, or you can email us at info@batemanpacificview.com. We'd love to hear from you. Make sure you listen to our other two podcasts in this trilogy, Cremation and Burial FAQs, and Green Cremation and Burial Options. Coming up, What to Do Right After Death. Thank you for listening.